She won 5-0 in a U.S. exhibition game against Mexico last night, and then women's soccer phenom Mia Hamm retired. She has left the game at age 32. Also stepping away from the field are team captain Julie Foudy, who played last night, and Joy Fawcett, who is recovering from surgery. Mia Hamm's picture probably adorns the walls of more little girls' bedrooms than any other sports figure in America. After the game, she spoke to ESPN about her legacy.
What I hope to be remembered is that I always put the game first, and that I love what I do.
The U.S. women's soccer team sparked a national craze for soccer when it won the 1999 World Cup. The final World Cup match drew a record crowd to the Rose Bowl. More than 90,000 cheered as the U.S. women's team beat China on penalty kicks.
The entire country seemed to be rooting for the team, and the World Cup catapulted Mia Hamm into the spotlight. Still, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan says Mia Hamm has been a reluctant superstar.
She was always willing to let the others take the lead in terms of interviews or popularity, in terms of television, but it was Mia Hamm and her foot that was really leading the way in terms of this great team.
Christine Brennan says it's players like Hamm and her teammates that showed the way for girls in sports.
I think it's safe to say that the soccer boom and Mia Hamm are linked forever.
Mia Hamm was born in March 1972, just months before President Nixon signed a law that's come to be known as Title IX. Under Title IX, schools that accept public funds cannot discriminate because of gender, and that's meant greater equality for women's sports programs. Brennan says Hamm's career shows what that law is all about.
When I look at Title IX and when I think of that law that is so essential and has been so important in the lives of millions of American girls and women, I look at that law and I see Mia Hamm.
And with 158 goals under her belt, Mia Hamm remains U.S. soccer's top scorer, male or female.